Hello.
Hi there. Am I speaking with John?
You are.
Thank you, sir. Yes. My name is Oscar, calling from National Opinion Service. I'm conducting an opinion survey and would like to ask you a few questions about issues facing your community and the nation, sir. Just a few minutes.
What's
about
the survey about?
Well, it's about the elections for President, Congress, and other offices coming up in 2024, and other issues, all the important issues in the country, sir.
Okay. So, how long will it take?
About 7 to 8 minutes, depending how fast we move. We'll try to do
how
it as
much?
Fast as we can.
How long?
Seven to 8 minutes, depending how
okay.
we move.
All
what
right.
Are the, very well. What are the chances that you will vote in November 2024 election for President, Congress, and other offices? Will you definitely
100%.
Vote? 100%. Definitely vote. Very well. Is that correct, sir? Definitely vote? I need to hear it from your own voice.
I'll vote 100% sure unless I'm dead by then.
No, don't say that. For the statistical purposes, what is your age, please?
I'm 80 years old.
Thank you, sir. To be sure we are representing everybody, may I ask your race?
My what?
Your race, sir. Your ethnicity.
Oh, I'm Caucasian.
Thank you, sir. Please rate your level of motivation for voting in next year presidential elections on November 2024 on a scale from 0 to 10. 0 means you're not at all motivated to vote. 10 means you're extremely motivated to vote. You may use any number from 0 to 10, sir. So how
okay.
motivated do you feel?
10.
10. Very well. Regardless of how you have previously voted, do you think of yourself as a Democrat, a Republican,
Democrat.
Independent?
Democrat.
Very well. And would you call yourself a strong Democrat or not a strong Democrat?
Strong Democrat.
Strong. Thank you, sir. Thinking about the direction the country is headed in, generally speaking, are you very dissatisfied, or very dissatisfied with the direction in which the country is headed?
Oh, wow, that's a really good question. I'm dissatisfied.
So would that be just dissatisfied or very dissatisfied?
Just plain dissatisfied.
Plain dissatisfied. Okay, very well, sir. One moment. Seems like that we're having an issue with the internet connection. Okay, we're back.
Okay.
Very dissatisfied. Okay.
No, I said just plain dissatisfied.
Oh, plain. Sorry about that, sir. I was concerned about losing the connection with the internet. Let me get it back. So just plain dissatisfied, okay.
Yeah.
Which of the following issues are most important to you in next year's congressional elections? You can choose your top two issues. And the
okay.
issues mentioned here are inflation and the economy, healthcare costs, protecting our democracy and freedoms, criminal justice reform, that stops racial profiling and holds bad cops accountable, gun regulation and reform, crime and violence, immigration and border security, improving K through 12 public school education, protecting abortion and reproductive rights, lowering taxes and shrinking the size of government, climate change and environmental issues, standing up and fighting against
okay,
racism.
Okay, I'm going to stop you. Environmental issues and protecting our democracy.
Sure, but I had to read them all, so we are through. So it's protecting our democracy, and freedoms, okay, and you say environmental issues.
Right? Yes.
Inflation, innovation, improvement. Our climate change and environmental, okay? Very well.
Yeah.
Thank you, sir. Do you approve or disapprove of the job being done by the United States Supreme Court?
Oh, disapprove.
Strongly, sir, or somewhat disapprove?
Strongly.
Thank you. Thank you, sir. Generally speaking, would you say your personal economic situation is getting better, the same, about the same, or getting worse?
Slightly better. Better.
Getting better, okay. Now thinking about race relations in America today, do you think things are getting better, staying about the same, or getting worse?
Worse.
Worse, okay. How often would you experience racism or discrimination in your everyday life? Would you say very often, not often, not at all?
Not at all.
Not at all. Very well, sir. And how often would you say you experience sexism and discrimination based on your sex or gender in your everyday life? Would you say very often, not often, or not at all?
Not at all.
Not at all. Thank you so much. Let's move on. How concerned are you about the rights or freedoms being taken away or rolled back in this country? Would you say you are very concerned, somewhat concerned, not very concerned, or not at all?
Very concerned. Very concerned.
Very well.
Yep.
Okay. Now I'd like you to rate your feelings towards some people and organizations using a scale from 0 to 100, on which 100 means you feel very warm and favorable towards them. Zero means you feel very cold and unfavorable. 50 means you do not feel particularly warm or cold. You may use any number between 0 and 100, sir, depending on how you feel. However, if you have no opinion or never heard of the person or organization, please say so.
Okay.
The first one is Black Lives Matter. How do you feel about this organization from 0 to 100?
100.
100, very well. How do you feel about Joe Biden?
99.
Okay. How do you feel about Tim Scott?
Who? Oh, Tim Scott?
Yes, sir.
40.
40. Okay. How do you feel about Cornel West?
About the same, about 40.
40? Okay, very well. Next one is another organization, the Leadership Conference on Human and Civil Rights. How do you feel about them?
The Leadership Conference on Human and Civil, I don't know anything about them.
Never heard of them before?
No.
Okay, so if I don't know, never heard of them?
Okay. Yeah.
How do you feel about Donald Trump?
Zero.
Zero.
Is there lower than zero?
No, sir. I'm sorry about that. How do you feel about the National Rifle Association, or NRA?
Zero.
Zero. And how do you feel about the Republican Party?
Five.
Very well. Let's move on fast. I know it's still a long way off, but if the election for president were held today and the candidates were independent, Cornel West, Democrat Joe Biden, and Republican Donald Trump, would you vote for Cornel West, Joe Biden, or Donald Trump?
Joe Biden.
Joe Biden, okay. How worried are you about the rise of white supremacy in America today? Would you say you are very worried, somewhat worried, not so worried, or not at all?
Very worried. Yeah.
Thank you, sir. Now I'd like you to read you some statements about different issues in America. For each one, please tell me whether you agree or disagree with this statement. And the choices that you will have is, if you agree, say strongly agree or somewhat agree. On the other side, somewhat disagree or strongly disagree.
Okay.
First statement says, sexism is a big problem in today's society.
I didn't understand what you said.
Yeah, sexism. It's a big problem in today's society. Agree or disagree?
I agree.
Strongly or somewhat?
Strongly.
Strongly. Thank you, sir. Okay, next statement. Minorities have access to the same economic opportunities as white people.
I disagree with that strongly.
Strongly. Okay, next one. Reverse discrimination against white people is a big problem in today's society.
Oh, that's bullshit. Strongly disagree.
Okay, thank you. Racism against black people is a big problem in today's society.
I strongly agree with that.
Strongly agree. We are sacrificing too much of our privacy for the convenience and profit of big tech.
I somewhat agree.
Somewhat agree. Very well. Let's move on. Next one, it says, the government must do more to protect the civil and human rights of minorities.
Strongly agree.
Thank you. And next one says, immigrants contribute more to America than they take.
Strongly agree.
Strongly agree. Let's move on. Thank you so much, sir. I'm going to read you two statements some people have made. Please tell me which you agree with more. Statement A says, parents should have a direct say on the education their children receive, including the books they have access to. Parents have the right to use their own beliefs to limit the books our school's libraries can carry. Statement B, our schools must teach multiple points of view, and banning books both limits children's access to new ideas and marginalizes people whose history is often ignored in our schools, such as Black and LGBTQ+. Which one do you agree with more, A or B?
Would you read that last one again, please?
Sure. Our schools must teach multiple points of view, and banning books both limits children's access to new ideas and marginalizes people whose history is often ignored in our schools, such as Black and LGBTQ+.
Yeah, I agree with that last one.
So would you say you somewhat agree with that B, or strongly agree with that one?
I strongly agree with that.
Thank you. I'm going to read you a list of things that some people say are important for our democracy to survive. Please rate each using a scale from 0 to 10, where 10 means you think it's extremely important, 5 means it's somewhat important, and 0 means you don't think it's important at all. You can use any number from 0 to 10. First one is religious freedom. How important is for that to a democracy to survive?
10.
10, okay. Thank you, sir. Secure borders.
Six.
Six, very well. Thank you, sir. A fair and equitable court system.
10.
10, okay. Quality K through 12 education.
10.
10. Affordable health care.
10.
A strong military.
8.
8, okay. Traditional family values.
Oh, 5 maybe.
5, some, okay, 5. Very well. And free and fair elections.
10.
10, very well. Let's move on. Almost done here, sir. Thank you for your patience and your valuable time. I'm going to read you two statements. After that, we'll be wrapping things up very quickly. Now I'm going to read you some statements people have made on how we can make improvements to the country. Please rate each using a scale from 0 to 10, where 10 means you strongly agree with the statement, 5 means you somewhat agree with the statement, and 0 means you do not agree with the statement at all. You can use any number from 0 to 10. The first one says, America's democratic institutions have come under severe attack in the last few years.
10.
I need to finish it then. Even our voting rights are being challenged in some states. Our rights and freedoms are under attack, so our votes matter today more than ever. If we don't fight back now, we risk losing everything we have gained. Is that a 10? Very convincing? Very well, sir. Now, second statement says, over the last few years, a stacked and extremely conservative majority on the United States Supreme Court has rolled back fundamental civil and human rights. Just a few weeks ago, the court majority struck down affirmative action in higher education, rejected student debt relief, and opened the door to businesses to discriminate against LGBTQ people. The Supreme Court impacts all aspects of our lives, and we need a Supreme Court that works for all of us, not just the wealthy and powerful. How convincing, how much do you agree with that statement from 0 to 10?
10.
10, very well. Let's move on and start wrapping things up. Sometimes over the course of a survey, people's opinions change. Let me ask you now, please rate your level of motivation for voting in next year's presidential elections in November on a scale from 0 to 10. 0 means
10.
You are not at all motivated. 10 means you're extremely motivated. Thank you, sir.
10.
So 10. 10. Switching gears a little bit, the last few questions are for the statistical purposes only. What is the last year of schooling that you completed?
I have a PhD.
PhD, thank you, sir.
Yeah.
Are you married, unmarried, living with a partner, single, separated,
married,
divorced, married?
Been married forever.
Wow. Look at you. I mean, marriages don't last that long anymore. Very well.
I've been married for 47 years.
Yeah, that's a blessing, sir.
Thank you.
Yeah, my godfather, he was, well, before he passed away, my grandmother passed away first, but they were married for 65 years. Unbelievable.
Oh, wow. That's amazing.
Yes, sir. Do you have any children 18 years of age or younger living in your household?
I'm sorry, would you?
Yes, not a problem, sir. Do you have any children?
No.
18 years of age or younger living in your household?
No.
Very well. And thinking about your approach to political issues, would you describe yourself as very liberal, somewhat liberal, moderate, somewhat conservative, or very conservative?
I probably would consider myself very liberal.
Very liberal, okay?
Yeah.
How often do you attend church or religious services? Twice a week or more? Every week? Once or twice a month? Several times a year? Hardly ever or never?
Hardly ever.
Hardly ever. How would you describe the area where you live? Urban, suburban, or rural?
That's a good question. I guess rural.
Rural, very well. And last question, sir. Do you identify as a member of the LGBTQ+ community, yes or no?
No.
No. Very well, sir. This concludes our service. Thank you so much for your participation and your valuable time. We very much appreciate it. Thank you, sir. Have a good one.
I have a question before you hang up. For whom are you doing this survey?
Well,
the
company that we're running this is National Opinion Survey, but who's paying for the survey? We don't get that information at all, so we don't contaminate the survey one way or the other. So that information is not provided to us.
Okay.
Very well, sir. Thank you so much.
You
good
bet.
Night.